throughout the summer, I'm a part of a student group here at UVA called Students United.
This is Paola Sanchez Valdez. She's a fourth-year student at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. She talked to us from outside her dorm room at UVA.
Over the summer, we had known about the KKK and white nationalists coming, and we had done a bunch of planning. But the day of, on Saturday, I woke up and I knew I was going to this march, and I knew, not this march, this protest, and I knew that it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be scary. As a woman of color, it's kind of intimidating, well, very intimidating, to confront white nationalists who you know are not welcoming towards you.
Paola is talking about the Unite the Right rally that happened recently in Charlottesville. That morning, she met up with fellow students and activists.
Other students and I were going to plan how we were going to march from that spot to the actual location where the neo-Nazis were. And we marched. We took out drums. We were shouting chants. Once I got to the park, it was total chaos. We were on the streets marching. I was with the other activists, and I just saw a sea of people marching with Confederate flags. Shouting awful mean things, spitting on me and my friends, pushing us, hurting us, hitting us.
Paola says activists of all races and backgrounds were chanting around her.
The white activists and white allies that were there with us wanted to protect the, you know, other activists of color. And there was a point where they actually shielded us. And that was really, really empowering. You know, my heart was racing the whole time. And not because I was, you know, pumped, obviously. I was very nervous. I was scared for my life, honestly. Because never in my life did I expect to be face to face with a Nazi.
There's a debate happening right now about whether the white supremacist imagery and violence that came out of Charlottesville is normal or abnormal for our country. But whether or not it is normal, it definitely doesn't feel welcoming. And that's what we're talking about on today's show. Stories around home and belonging. What happens when the place we call home doesn't feel, well, homey? Coming up, we'll hear about new surveillance technology being used by immigration officers and hear from a Venezuelan reporter about watching her country fall apart from afar. But first, we stay in Charlottesville and hear the story of a young woman who has fought to make the University of Virginia feel like an inclusive and welcoming space. One of the most striking images from Charlottesville is when torch-wielding white nationalists and neo-Nazis were encircling a small group of young student activists on the UVA campus. There's been a lot of reports in the media about the presence of militant anti-fascists on the left, known as Antifa, but a lot of the counter-protesters in Charlottesville were just young university student activists who found themselves thrust in the middle of a major national news story. Paola, who you heard earlier, went there with a fellow student activist named Natalie Romero.
I was with Natalie the whole time. We were chanting beside each other. We hugged each other at one point because obviously it takes a toll on you. It looked like things were, you know, calming down a little bit. The white nationalists were spreading out. And so I decided to leave. Natalie decided to stay behind.
Natalie wanted to check on other friends who were protesting.
And on her way back is when I received text that Natalie was hurt and that she was waiting on an ambulance.
Natalie was going to the protest Saturday. She did not expect the image of her daughter in a Virginia hospital. She said her skull was fractured by the car.
She was one of the 19 people injured during the Unite the Right rally when a car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one woman.
Police say Fields used his car to intentionally mow down a crowd of anti-hate demonstrators on Saturday, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Among the 19 people also injured, 20-year-old Natalie Romero, an ROTC student at UVA.
Buenas tardes. Natalie
2 days after Natalie was hit, Erica Chavez, her mom, sat in a bright yellow and orange room in front of microphones and flashing bulbs in Houston, Texas. She was holding a press conference to talk about her daughter.
She has always been a good student, good friend, good daughter, good sister.
I talked to her chemistry teacher, Susanna Sanders, who said that she was a born leader, who, you know, she was that kid who, when you get a group project, she was the one who was like, all right, everybody, this is what we're going to be doing. Let's make a plan.
This is Andrew Craigie. He's a reporter for the Houston Chronicle.
And her family said that she's on a full scholarship and also does ROTC in college, even though it's not necessarily like she needs it for the money, that she just feels that sense of duty. Natalie Romero's mom, her name is Erica Chavez, said that Natalie called her Friday night and said, you know, I can see these angry guys with torches on campus. And we've all seen the video and photos from the Tiki Torch marches. And then she called her mom again Saturday morning. That's a close family. The mother and daughter talk pretty often. And she said she was walking to the demonstration and her mom told her, you know, please be careful.
And now all I say is just be careful. She was sending me Snapchats and I saw the guns and all that. So I said, just be careful. That's all. And I didn't hear about her from her anymore.
It's not clear exactly where she was in the crowd, but she was one of the 19 people injured when a man plowed his Dodge Charger sedan into the crowd. She suffered a fractured skull as well as pretty severe gashes to her face. There's some wire services that were there. I think it's might be an AP photo. A photographer captured her getting first aid at the scene, and blood is streaming down her face and streaming down her arm, and she's clearly just shocked.
Oh, wow.
And we later identified that was her in the picture, and it was really upsetting. I mean, to be a parent and see that be your child would be pretty alarming.
At the conference, her mom talked about how much her daughter wanted to go to UVA.
She wanted to go there because it was close to D.C., and she wanted to be able to work in the government, always trying to help immigrants.
Natalie worked in a program that helped Latino students get acclimated to life at the university.
Hispanic students that go there, she says that there's only 3% of Hispanics. So she's very proud in helping them. It's really tough. This is...
As she spoke about her daughter, Natalie's mom's eyes welled up. A reporter softly asked how Natalie is doing.
She's doing better. She cannot talk. It's really hard for her to talk.
Paola, who marched with Natalie during the protests, went to see her in the hospital.
She's recovering, but obviously still in a very bad state.
You guys were friends before?
We are actually really good friends. So as you can tell, it's pretty devastating for me.
Unlike Paola, Erica, Natalie's mom, couldn't be at the hospital with her daughter because of money. Their family is low income, and in general, she's been worried about the cost of caring for her daughter.
So her mom is very close and really immediately wanted to be with her daughter, as many parents would. But she said she couldn't afford the travel. Erica Chavez's mother, or Natalie's grandmother, joined her in the hospital in Virginia. Then here, Erica asked for help through a GoFundMe fundraising page to cover medical or transportation or legal expenses. And on Sunday, that page went live and started gathering some attention, and several thousand dollars came in. It had a goal set, pretty ambitious, of $120,000. And I just checked today, Tuesday, and it's just a few hundred, under $150,000.
Oh, wow. So in under a week, it like exceeded its goal?
Right.
What sort of responses were there for the GoFundMe campaign?
You know, you can post notes when you give through GoFundMe. Maybe most remarkable was a woman who identified herself as Natalie Romero Santana, and she donated $50 and wrote, "Seeing we share the same name, the same skin color, and almost the same age is a reminder that we are all in this together. We must raise our voices and fight against this together."
Have you heard from Natalie Romero
Not Natalie Romero Santana, but Natalie Romero, the victim, since?
Yeah, we checked in with her mom and said that actually later Monday of last week, I think Monday night, so that's 2.5 days after the crash, that she was released from the hospital.
We reached out to both Natalie and her mom, but neither is speaking to the press right now. A friend of Natalie's told us she's just not up to it yet. Yet despite the injury, Natalie is already back to organizing.
She is the strongest, most bravest girl I've ever met. Even after everything has happened, she is resilient. She continues to want to participate in activism even after this traumatic event. She's just incredible. She's an incredible human being who stands up for other people and who's willing to take a stand.
And what gives you hope?
What gives me hope? Natalie. Natalie gives me hope, and everyone who was out there in the protests, the counter protests, give me hope. And just seeing people wanting to help gives me hope.
Before ending the press conference, there was one thing Natalie's mom wanted to make clear. She was hoping for a particular response from the current administration.
I don't want President Trump's words. I want actions.
So if you didn't catch that, she said she doesn't want words. She wants actions.